This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
There's a reason why you should never work with animals, children, or siblings. Murphy's Law Radio Show, only on Joy 94.9.
There they are, those pot-smoking little rat bags, 1D.
I don't know whether that's been confirmed, but I tell you, they're just singing one way or another, which makes me think of this lovely customer service story that I read in the, I think it was on the MX the other day, and it's Anderson Not Pulsawat. He's the owner of Knott's Takeout.
Can you say that again for me, please?
Anderson Not Pulsawat. He's the owner of Knott's Takeout in the North Pole.
So Anderson Not's got a place called Knott's Takeaway.
That's right.
Right.
Thai place in Alaska. Little thing like a flood wouldn't get in the way of him delivering the meal to the person that ordered it. He went across a flooded creek with the Thai. There's a picture and everything.
Now, pretty good.
I would just like to highlight, I'm going to actually maybe post that article to the young teenage girl that was in the cafe the other day that when I asked her, is it possible to turn on the heater that was above my head because we were freezing to death, she pretty much went, yeah, no, I don't think so because it's gonna yes. blow right down on your head.
And then hard work.
Pressed a little further, she went, we've never actually really turned it on, so I don't know how that works.
And you've got little, what's his name down there?
I've got a little Knott
in a canoe.
Pulsawat. He's out there traipsing through creeks, swollen rivers, to just get the Thai. The Thai would have been cold by then. I hope they had, had a microwave.
Can I just say, look, admittedly, we've got Kylie and Delta, but they are good girls. Like, there's no real scandal stuff with them, is there? Not like our Lilo.
Oh, dear. Here we go.
Okay, so last week, Lindsay Lohan reportedly ran around London's Selfridges, which is obviously a department store, in the nude during a recent shopping spree.
Oh, she did.
Staff ended up chasing Lohan 27 around as she disrobed and decided to exit the dressing room.
And you just need the Benny Hill music going, don't you? Because it says, like, it's the image of them chasing her. Come back.
Yeah, actually. So, yeah, it doesn't matter how we feel about our local celebrities. America's got her.
Well, my friend and I were discussing Lindsay Lilo yesterday, and he said, oh, God, I love her. She's a crazy bitch. and then we discussed the fact that if she was here, she would be one of our friends.
Yeah.
And we would just be like,
she'd probably be on this radio show.
Absolutely.
Joy 94.9, Murphy's Law this morning, Coldplay there. They killed it the other night on The Voice.
Absolutely loved it. I've been, in another land about that. I love that song and love Chris Martin. Actually, I dreamt last night.
Oh, here we go.
That I was trying to put on a concert like Coldplay was performing. Mm-hmm. And it's funny, the radiologist I work for was responsible for picking Chris Martin up from the airport.
And
they
happened?
Were already playing and he was just talking about radiology stuff. And I was going, I think we need to get Chris Martin.
So if we dissect that little dream, you're in love with Chris Martin, but you end up with a radiologist.
Well,
is that right?
Okay.
Well, maybe.
Either way in that story, I end up with someone. So aren't we all happy?
There she is, J-Lo and First Love. I hope she's not a tight ass with her money as our good friend Sting.
Oh, dear. What's happened now?
Oh, I've just read this article that, Sting's kids, the Stingos, are going to miss out on all the cash. Yeah, that's right. What? Our Sting, worth $325 million, isn't leaving a cent to his kids.
What?
He says he wants to get them to go out there and earn their own money.
Yeah, well, then, look, that's fair enough, but you can't. What? That's just a bit mean.
He said there won't be much money left. I'm going out and spending it.
Oh, well, it's a lot of spending.
That's awful thing for them to go through, isn't it?
It's not okay. Well,
how terrible for them.
Listen, you poor things. Mm-hmm. If you're listening out there, Stingos and Stingrays and Stingettes, get on board, join
Joy. You've been stung, people. You've been stung.
Yeah, by Stingy Sting.
Oh, we could go on like this all morning.
It's like a Dr.
But we
Zeus.
Don't have time. So back on track. If they want to, they can actually register as a new member.
Yes, they
and
could.
And they might not win $325 million, but they could win $36,000 worth of prizes next week. And
could.
Tickets to Gaga, because it's going off.
And let's face it, the first words out of their mouths might have been, geez, you look like a tight-ass dad.
Hey, listen, in the paper yesterday, Delta Goodrum was in there. She's looking hot.
Yes, she does look hot.
In the paper, Delta Goodrum says she's in the best place creatively and personally that she's ever been in. Turning 30 this year, she told the papers that all the negative attention she received from the public during the first series of The Voice in 2012 was a thing of the past.
And
not
then...
quite. Then there was this morning on our show.
Yeah.
Because, ladies and gentlemen, if you go to our Facebook page, you will see the Delta Goodrum new Oral-B commercial for strips.
Yeah, and whitening strips.
What was the first thing when you watched it, Anna Murphy, that you said to me?
I said, I can't unsee that.
No, and then what did you say she looked like?
It's a little bit of a cross between Celine Dion and a baby giraffe. Because that's how sexy it looks. Now listen.
Yes.
She sounds amazing. She looks amazing when it's not actually when you're not watching them. I don't know. I find it incredibly awkward.
Hmm.
Even the person writing the article with it associated said he's a massive fan, but it just doesn't get much more awkward
than
that.
Well, it's a Joe Cocker song. Take off your hat. Leave your hat on or whatever. And, you know, she's got the pipes.
She's got the pipes. Now, listen, I would like to. Oh, this is an open letter, an open forum to Delta Goodrum and say, listen, honey, don't worry, because awkwardness does not mean that you won't have a rocking career.
Oh, absolutely.
Look at
not.
Celine Dion. Look at Mariah Carey
absolutely.
In that video where she's got a leg hanging out of a pool. That's awkward. You're right up there. Queen Diva Delta. You're amazing. Please, everyone, do yourselves a favour and watch this Oral-B. You can't unsee it. So if you want to actually concentrate on anything again,
some
maybe
of you might
want
to poke your eyeballs out.
Yes.
But
I think it kept me awake last night, just quietly.
Anyway, moving right along from her. Good on you, Delta, all I can say.
On we go to footy tips this weekend, round 15.
Mm-hmm.
The Pies v Carlton at the G on Sunday night.
Well, I have to go Collingwood, and I must mention too that you didn't go Collingwood last week, which is why you actually did really well on the footy tips. So how much of a diehard footy mo are you?
Yeah, well, I'm
like,
the
seriously.
One. Oh, sorry. Who's the one going to the game on Sunday and who said it's too cold?
No,
but
I never,
we got given
never
free
claimed
tickets.
I was the biggest fan. You did, and you didn't even support them last week. I wouldn't be surprised if,
I supported
if
them
the boys
from afar.
Didn't throw the footy at you at the MCG on Sunday night.
That would be nice.
You know, in your head.
Well, at least it would show they're accurate.
Now, Anna Murphy, last week, the ex-Prime Minister's, the former Prime Minister's boyfriend, partner, life partner, Tim Matheson.
He was formerly the first man, first bloke.
The first bloke was in the papers the other day because he... He got
a little bit stroppy.
He got heated, actually, because his name was brought up in Parliament when they were talking about, obviously, Dennis Nathfein was talking about rogue MP Jeff Shaw and comparing the two.
Yes.
It all went a bit belly up and pear-shaped.
Well, it did. Tim got a little hot under the collar and rang Dennis's office and left a very heated phone message,
really
which ended with bang.
Yeah, bang. You really shouldn't leave messages on phones if you're going to place threats, should you? Anyway, we were able to get some, we've dived into the audio tapes of where they're currently living now, the two of them.
Yes, she's not very happy.
She's not very happy.
Oh, bloody hell, Tim, what were you thinking?
Oh, Julesy G, I'm so sorry. I don't know what came over me. One minute I was peroxide in a customer's hair, next minute I was on the phone to Dennis Nathfein.
I told you, Tim, you are not good on the bloody chems. Remember that time in Cancun when we were dancing at the Blue Oyster Bar and you accidentally snorted that amyl nitrate?
Oh, yes.
Well, you lost the plot, Tim, and it took me 3 bloody hours to get you off that podium.
Did too.
You looked like a peacock having a stroke, Tim. It was atrocious. And now this, Tim, all just before I launch my new book, My Story, available at all good Angus and Robertson bookstores, you go and upset the Premier of Victoria with a threat, Tim.
Oh, but Julesy, he wasn't being very nice and he was saying all sorts of nasty things about me.
No, sticks and stones will break your bones, Tim, but names are like water off a misogynist's mouth.
But he was insinuating I was as bad as rogue Frankston MP Jeff Shaw.
Well, you bloody were, Timothy. Let's not forget I had to repay $4,243 because you decided to go and sell your bloody shampoos and hair products out the back of the taxpayer-funded car. When I told you to use the smart car, people thought we were broke, Tim, and you were selling Amway. It was embarrassing.
Oh, Julesy, what can I say?
You can't say anything. You've put your foot in it again, Tim, and now the papers are all over it. It's just like the time you made the joke about the small Asian woman and the prostate checking. Not funny, Tim.
Oh, Julesy G, I promise to lay low from now on. Darling, I promise.
You will, Tim. or there'll be no prime ministerial benefits for you. You'll be back to Joe Bailey Hair Salon before you know it. Now go away quickly, as Mummy has to suck up to a Victorian Liberal Premier. FML, Tim. FML.
Murphy's Law. One listen and you'll feel so much better about your own siblings.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.